Good morning and welcome to the Markets Buzz podcast with me, Hormas Fatakia. Well, if you thought that the Nifty has a tendency to tease market participants when it is nearing a record high or a landmark, the S&P 500 did it one better last night. The S&P 500 made an intraday high of 4999.85 and closed just 5 points away from that historic 5000 mark. Now, the S&P 500's peers, the Dow Jones and the Nasdaq, also closed higher last night. But will that have a positive rub-off on the Indian markets? Well, maybe, maybe not, as we look forward to a big event of our own today, and that is the RBI policy. And while the street more or less knows that there will be no rate cut today, the focus is on whether the Reserve Bank of India can spring a surprise by changing its policy stance. There is a detailed piece on this written by CNBC TV 18's Lata Venkatesh, and you can read that on CNBCTV18.com. As is the case most of the times, the market held its cards close to its chest on Wednesday ahead of the policy outcome. The Nifty ended almost unchanged from Tuesday's levels, but it struggled to find strength above the 22,000 mark in intraday trading, as has been the case over the last few trading sessions. And that is also happening because the banks are lacking strength. The Nifty Bank gained over 100 points yesterday, but the move was not very convincing as it yet again failed to cross the 46,000 mark. There is absolutely no support from HDFC Bank or ICICI Bank, the two heavyweights. So where did the support come from? State Bank of India. India's largest lender closed at a record high yesterday, and it was also the top index gainer. Remember that while most PSUs have surged 100%, 200%, 300% in this gravity-defying rally that we have seen, SBI has been a relative underperformer and almost a non-participant in this rally. So yesterday's move is a little heartening. What else did well? The smaller PSU banks, Indian Overseas Bank, UCO Bank, Central Bank of India, all of them gaining between 10% to 20%. Indian Overseas Bank now has a market cap of 1.5 lakh crore rupees. But remember, all of these names that I just mentioned have very little float in the market. So any reaction on either side will be extreme, and hence there is always caution that needs to be exercised. What should you be watching out for today? Earnings reactions, of course. Good numbers from Tata Consumer, good numbers from Lupin, and some not so good numbers from JK Paper. Earnings reactions will also come from stocks like Kalpataru Projects, Aarti Pharma Labs, and Apollo Tyres. Reporting results today are stocks like Apollo Hospitals, BEML, and of course, LIC. The street is watching with bated breath as to what will be the quantum of dividend that LIC will announce along with the results, particularly since it also found mention in Prime Minister Narendra Modi's speech in the Rajya Sabha yesterday. Now, Delta Corp's surge yesterday has taken it back into the F&O ban. Now, also in the ban today are stocks like Balrampur Chini and SAIL. Well, enough of stocks, and to end on a lighter note, it's Valentine's week, and Blinkit's Albinder Dhinsa tweeted yesterday that they already have sold more roses by 11 a.m. than they did on Rose Day of 2023. Well, today is Propose Day, and we would surely be expecting a tweet that more people have proposed to their partners by 11 a.m. than last year's number. Well, those who are planning to do that, good luck to you all. That's all for today. We hope you have a wonderful day of trade. And for the sharpest market insights, stay tuned to CNBC TV 18 and CNBCTV18.com.